Galen's Towing.
Hello, good afternoon, Stevens Towing. This is Maria. I'm calling from Nation Safe Drivers on a recorded line with a preferred customer in need of a tow tonight. And I really apologize about this. This is a Spanish person, okay?
Okay.
He's somewhere in the Mexico Nogales exit Highway 15, and I tried to get him to do
in Mexico.
I think he's on the border.
Okay, our trucks don't cross into Mexico. He's on the border. The border is closed here.
Uh-huh.
So he's not. The international border is closed. It's only for, just like the nation has, like New York, only essential.
Oh.
Because of the coronavirus right now.
Wow.
And Highway 15, that's in Mexico.
That's why he couldn't give me any instructions.
That's exactly right.
He has no idea where he is. He doesn't have a place where he's going to carry the truck. The best thing for him to do, I think I'm going to tell him, is to leave the truck there. He said, even if he can get, his family members to come and move the truck or something to the side.
Yeah, that would be the best bet.
And then try to figure out what he's going to do. I don't know what else to do for him.
No, there's nothing else you can really do, ma'am, because what's going on is like stuff like that there. Okay, if it's out of Mexico, Mexico hasn't really publicized the corona stuff very much.
Uh-huh.
And you see what's going on in the States here. Okay, just 60 miles from me is 153 cases. Okay, confirmed?
Yeah.
Just 60 miles, and that's not counting all the people they've already infected. My trucks are already equipped I have the bio suits, disposable rubber gloves, and masks. I'm the actual owner that you're talking to.
Uh-huh,
And I will not send any of my staff out to pick anything up. I'm not going to put them at risk.
Right.
They're my administrators at home. My guys are off and they're paid until they come back, until this blows over.
Yeah,
I have
to
do that to my staff. A lot of them won't do that. But because I do law enforcement contracts, I have to be out there. And I'm also one of the, my contracts, I'm called up as emergency response.
Yeah.
So I'm being perfectly cautious. That one there would be a no.
Yeah, okay. And I understand what you're saying. I really do. And I told him, I said, sir, if you have no idea where you are, there's right now with everything that's going on, it's going to be very hard to help you.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to talk to my supervisor. I'm just going to tell them I don't know that I can do this one. He's going to have to get a Lyft to come, somebody to come get him, or an Uber. He's going to have to leave the truck there is all I know.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Okay, I appreciate it.
I hate to do that to people. I try to do the best I can.
Right.
I'm one guy driving the fleet of my trucks right now, and my priorities are the law enforcement and stuff right now.
Right.
And, if y'all got one, if I know where they're at, that's okay. Anyway, speaking to it, because the last one I went out on, I was out for 2 hours trying to find them and never found them.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate your information. That way I can go ahead and talk to my supervisor about this, because he's not going to get help from us tonight. He's going to have to figure what he's going to do and how he's going to do it.
Right.
So.
And Highway 15 is nowhere near Nogales, that's for sure.
Well, he says, okay, right here it says Mexican Federal Highway 15, and then it says Federal Highway 15 is Mexico, what you said?
Yep.
Mexico, New Orleans.
That's the country of Mexico.
Yeah.
Right across the border from me.
Okay. All right. Let me talk to him. I'm going to talk to him, because there's no point in wasting his time and anybody else's right now. Yeah. Okay, well, I appreciate it then.
You're very welcome. I'm for the emergency one. I can get to them for y'all. You know, starting tomorrow. Today, I'm trying to rest a little bit. I'm actually getting some last minute stuff for the trucks right now today.
Yeah.
Being Sunday.
Uh huh.
And I'm on 7 days a week, so been a little hard on me.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I definitely will call my supervisor right now, and I'll explain to her, and let me see how what we're going to do. He's going to have to leave the truck.
Yes.
And I understand that that's not a good feeling either, but he might not have another choice.
Yeah, that in circumstances that you have to protect yourself and the staff that will work with you.
Yes.
That's number one.
Yes. Okay, well, I appreciate
a pleasure talking with you, and y'all take care too, okay?
You too, okay?
Right.
God bless
you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bye-bye.